Simon, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yay, we've got Simon. How are you?
Hi.
How are you, Simon?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, quite good. I'm feeling energised this evening. Very excited to have you.
I'm feeling energised.
Talking to us on Vibe. Brilliant. Well, Simon, I just want to ask you, what have the last 2 weeks been for like you? Has it been a whirlwind?
The last 2 weeks has been trying to sort my head out since the show, because you didn't really have a break while you were on the show. It was very intense for the whole, like, 6 months I was involved in it.
I bet.
And then I was back at work this week. So I kind of came crashing down to earth a bit this week. Just kind of, getting a bit back to normality. Everyone thinks it's going to be dead glamorous. But no, I've got, like, gigs and stuff coming up, so... because I'd never considered music as a career.
Wow.
I auditioned honestly on a bit of a whim. I just went down to the local performing arts centre with my friends.
Yeah.
And sang a song and then got invited to sing in front of the judges.
My God, that's amazing. Yeah. So that's what I was actually going to ask, you know, what made you audition? But you're saying it was kind of a last minute decision?
Oh yeah, totally. Because I know this year the X Factor took the mobile van around to a lot of smaller locations.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was the Isle of Man where I'm from. And I thought, do you know what, I'll just go and see what happens. A few of us went, and they seemed to like... I mean, I sang If I Were a Boy, and it was terrible, like I butchered it. And then, thankfully, they saw something in me to warrant putting me through.
Well, I didn't think you butchered it when we saw you. I thought you did an amazing job.
It was a bit better that time.
Oh, it was amazing, but also big up the Isle of Man as well, representing, like, on a large scale... I bet the Isle of Man are loving you, aren't they?
I know. Yeah, like, because it's a small community.
Yeah.
Since I've been back this week, and I've been out on my lunch hour and stuff, just walking through town, and the amount, because it's half term as well, so normally kids recognise you more than the parents. So, and they'll be, like, tugging on their mum's sleeve, being like, Mum, I think it's the boy from the X Factor.
And then they'll
stop, and then, like, they'll be too embarrassed to say anything, so the parents have to, and then it's all just... And I'm just... stood there like my work.
Are you feeling quite awkward when that happens? Like it's excited/awkward because you're like, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, like it's really because everyone's been so supportive over here. But I mean, I'm a little bit more subtle than say, like when we were in London, all the boys together, and obviously when you're with Sean. Sean stands out so much because of the heels and the kimonos.
Yes.
So it's a little bit less. There's a few people that recognise you when you're on your own than when you're with all the boys.
Yeah, of course, it's more low key. But how nice that they obviously were inspired by you and just thought, oh, Mum, I want to give a little point out to him and I want to go and talk to him and you know, it's kind of showing their appreciation, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. The amount of people are in shops and stuff and restaurants and cafes and they'll just be like, oh, the travesty, like, you should have gone through, we were supporting you the whole way.
They're really showing their passion. Well, do you know what, Simon?
Oh,
I wanted to ask you, actually, what gave you that passion and inspiration when you were younger to actually start singing?
I was a bit of a late starter with the singing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I always had an interest in it. I just didn't ever think I was good enough to sing. And then my friends persuaded me to sing at a Christmas concert when I was 16 or 17.
Okay.
And then I just got involved in a jazz band, and then I was off to uni, and then at uni got involved in theatre for the first time, and then that really brought me on and really developed my confidence. And I'm not one of the regular giggers at pubs and clubs or anything.
So it was the jazz hands that gave you the magic in the musical theatre world.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, because I think because my type of voice as well, it doesn't necessarily lend itself to singing in pubs and clubs. Like, it's not that acoustic-y singer-songwriter vibe.
Sure.
But I mean, like, I listened to a lot of my mum's music in the car growing up. Music's always been there in the background.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, a friend told me once that you sang, how you sing... is influenced by who your parents make you listen to when you grow up.
So you were listening to who? So who were you listening to then, growing up?
A lot of Whitney and a lot of Tina.
Oh yes,
in the car. One Moment in Time was always on in my mum's little Jeep.
Do you know what? Thank you to your mum for giving you that kind of seed to go on. But I have to say, parents who play music in the car, they have a big influence on your love of music, I think, when you're older. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Some of my favourite bands and artists are ones that are a bit obscure, but they're ones that my parents always listen to, like on road trips and stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, they've given me a very eclectic taste in music. Yeah. Everything from the Eagles to Status Quo to the Stones to,
oh yes, I'd match that.
Yeah, to everything.
Yeah, it's so important. So important to have that kind of eclectic taste and mix and passion. I think that's brilliant. So I wanted to ask you as well, Simon, your judge was Nick Grimshaw. Did he give you any advice or pearls of wisdom that you want to take away with you now, or that you think, do you know what, I'm going to hang on to that?
He would always talk about being authentic and just kind of being a bit original with songs and, in other words, just thinking outside the box a bit. And I tried to do it, and I think I did achieve it during the show. Like, I wouldn't say that my song choices were particularly predictable.
No.
And a lot of them were moon arrangements, which I'm quite proud of. And yeah, I think he was, I can't really talk about the other judges because they weren't my mentor, but Nick was very hands-on. Like, he had a big say in song selection at judges' houses. He was there in our rehearsals and our routining. Like, he was always there and present.
That's really good to know, because sometimes when you're watching, you don't know how much of it is hands-on or engineered. So yeah. I like to hear that that's the case. That's really good to know.
Yeah, but Nick is a huge fan of the show. Like, he made no bones about that when he first signed up to do it.
Yeah.
He'd always watch it every Saturday anyway, and so he is almost involved in it as a fan of the show as well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And that's why he loves it. Like, he loves the production of it, and he loves getting involved personally with the contestants.
So you could feel his enthusiasm then.
Oh, it's infectious.
Yeah, I bet it's infectious when you watch it as well. He's come across really as very likable, actually. I've enjoyed watching him. So Simon, are you okay?
Yeah,
sorry, carry on. What are you gonna say, Simon?
Yeah, he's just he's a great addition to the panel.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was going to ask, Simon, are you okay to stay on the phone for a few more minutes while we play the next tune? And then we've got a few more questions coming up for you. Is that all right?
Of course.
Brilliant. It's been great talking to you so far. Now, next up is Calvin Harris, How Deep Is Your Love? And stick around to hear more from Simon. Calvin Harris there for you on Vibe. And if you were listening before, I have got the wonderful Simon Lynch from The X Factor on the line, ready to talk to us again. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Yeah, you're still with us. And were you dancing around to that track, Simon? Was that perking up your evening?
It's a tune.
Isn't it? I still love it. It's still not old for me.
I know.
I'm absolutely loving that one. And I'm loving talking to you. And I've just been seeing on Twitter, my jaw dropped when I saw how many followers you've got. You've got a lot of fans following you, haven't you?
I have several.
I know! Over 20,000 followers.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's mad. How do you manage that?
I don't even have to like my own stuff on Instagram anymore to get over 10 likes, you know what I mean?
I know what that's like.
It's good. Like, it's so much fun. It's really flattering. I mean, I don't really understand what it is about me that 20,000 people find interesting, but I really appreciate it.
Well, you're a likeable guy. You're a likeable guy, Simon.
Yeah, like, it's just important to have a personality on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at some of the big, like, the big guns that are involved in YouTube and social media, and, like, their personality comes across in their tweets, and I think people are far more interested in that than and your humour and what you're about, rather than just constantly, like, retweeting and, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely,
like,
because
it's a bit more interesting anyway.
I agree with you, because you're sharing your values and who you are as a person, sort of giving a piece of yourself, rather than just sort of endless selfies with like, look at me today, you know, which actually people get bored of, don't they?
I know, and if you're going to post a selfie, you might as well make it ugly, do you know what, be relatable.
100%, I agree with you. Well, have you got a special name for your followers? Do you have, you know, like, Justin Bieber's got the Believers, One Direction's got the Directioners. Yeah. Do you have a special name?
Well, me and my friends at home always just call each other Angel.
Aww.
And then I just kind of, a couple of times, was just like, hello, Angels, I'm Sister.
Aww.
And then they just kind of, and then people kind of started calling themselves that, which is quite cute. So, yeah, like, you can't really make anything fun out of my name.
Oh, can't you, Simon? Because I've got some ideas. I don't know how good they are. Right, I'm going to hit you with these, okay? You're going to be like, cringe. Let's see, though. Okay, I've got The Lynchers, which is obviously quite an obvious one. I've got Ladies Love Lynch, which could be shortened to Triple L.
That's L cubed. I like it.
L cubed, yes. I've got Lovers of Lynch.
Lovers of Lynch, lol.
Lovers of Lynch, which is lol. Or Ladies That Lynch. Or Lads That Lynch, of course. Not leaving out the lads. What do you think of my prime titles I've come up with there?
Well, I mean, Yeah.
I can tell in your voice, you're like, yeah, I'm going to just be polite there. But do you know
I'm
what?
Trying to be really, I'm trying to find something that, you look nice today, like I'm trying to find something.
I think Angels does it, you know, I think you've got it there. It's sweet, it comes from you. So let's just ditch the Jen ideas there because I'm not sure if I hit anything. what was your reaction to the wild card this week, Simon?
The wild card, obviously Monica has the wild card. Mm-hmm. She had a huge reception following that performance in his houses.
Yeah.
Like, I can't argue with it. That was very, very good. Uh-huh. And obviously so heartfelt and so poignant.
Yeah.
And you know what? X Factor is all about taking risks, and she took a huge risk with that and paid off.
Yeah, she did.
So, and you know what? She has the whole, like, the coming back, the redemption type story going on.
Yeah.
So... fair play to Monica. There were a few people that could have gone in as wild card, but you know what? She didn't deserve it any less than anyone else.
No,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So what's coming up for you then in the future, Simon? I mean, you talked about sort of doing acting before. Is musical theatre something you'd think about?
Musical theatre is definitely something I'd think about. It's what I've kind of been doing for the last few years at university and back at home. And it's a huge passion of mine. Like, when I was over in London for Judges' Houses and everything, I squeezed in about 10 shows in the space of 3 weeks.
Wow.
So I love it. But so, you know, if anyone's listening and they want to offer a guy a job, then, and tweet me.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Simon Lynch is interested in musical theatre and he will do an amazing job. So get in touch.
I promise you.
I can tell you would. I can tell you would. So who do you think will win? Can you give us an answer to that? I know it's a tricky question always, but who do you think is going to win the X Factor, if you could predict?
If I were a betting man,
yeah,
I'd put my money, I'd probably go safe and go with Louisa.
Oh, yes, good choice.
Because you know what, I think her song choice last week was stunning. Like, kind of, it was very just. I think it was the Joss Stone cover of that song.
Yeah,
And it was great. However, I do love a bit of Sean Miley Moore.
Yes, I know, and everyone's behind him as well. And you know, there's just so many strong people, isn't there?
Yeah, and the thing is, like with Sean, is that he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
Going forward, he wants to be involved in every single production. And trust me, if he continues with his own ideas and everything, he has many strings to his bow, that boy. And I'm very excited to see what. Keep an eye on Sean Miley Moore.
Okay, so he's one to watch. You heard it here as well. One to watch.
But then,
Sean,
do you know
Miley
what?
Moore.
They're all really nice.
Yeah. I know, they all seem like nice people, but I think it's always a difficult question to answer when you've made friends with them as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely.
But yeah. Okay, and finally, I've got to ask you this. This is something that's, you know, true to my heart. Each week I always shout out a Wonder Woman, sort of a woman in the industry, in the music industry, who needs a bit of a moment in the limelight. Who would be your Wonder Woman right now? It can be anyone. I know it could be Lorraine Kelly, because I know you enjoyed meeting her the other day.
I really enjoyed meeting Lorraine Kelly.
So could Lorraine Kelly be your Wonder Woman?
I don't get very often.
Yeah, but you loved
her. I've got several. I think I was actually going to say Rebel Wilson.
Oh, great choice. Why would you choose her?
Well, because I remember people would always ask when I was on the show, who would be your dream duet partner in the final?
Uh-huh.
And I always said the cast of Pitch Perfect, specifically Rebel Wilson.
You know what? You'd have such a laugh,
great.
Wouldn't you, as well?
Isn't she great?
She's great. I mean, she would be invited to a dinner party if I was going to have, like, a dream dinner party, 100%.
Oh, yeah, she was always invited to mine.
Great choice. Well, Simon, thank you so much for joining us on Vibe. It's been a delight to speak to you. We've got such good insight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we really wish you the best of luck with what you've got coming up.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take care, Simon. Next coming up is Kiss Me, Ollie Murs.